I'm very disappointed, but we did warn for a long time that something needed to be done to ensure that the ferry was put on an even keel, pardon the pun. And that hasn't happened, and I think there's an urgency now for both the Northern Ireland Assembly and the Irish government to move to ensure that there is a ferry service next year between Greencastle and McGilligan, because that ferry service is not just a facility for local people. It was one of the attractions which enabled people from the north and from the south to visit each other. It was good for Inishowen. It was good for the Causeway Coast. It's a critical part of our tourism strategy.
The perception has been that government tourism organisations, national organisations, took a back seat and let essentially the two councils take care of this issue, and as a result, the money that was necessary wasn't forthcoming. Is that your read of the situation?
That's an accurate assessment of what happened. And, you know, the ferry service was much bigger than the responsibilities of either Donegal County Council or indeed the new Causeway Coast and Glens Council. I think it's a national asset. It's a cross-border project. And, you know, millions of pounds have been put into cross-border bodies. And here is one that was working seamlessly in the interest of the people and has been allowed to wither on the vine. That's totally wrong. But look, everything's not lost. I believe there are various options available now which would enable a ferry service which will run at a realistic price, which people can afford and which can blossom and go from strength to strength. And in time, Tourism Ireland and the other organisations could include it in all their advertising material so that we continue to bring people to Ireland to see the whole of the island and not just part of it.
This will come up for discussion at Donegal County Council's budget meeting this week. You, I'm sure, would like to see this on the agenda of the new Causeway Coast Council as well.
Well, of course, the two councils have a huge responsibility, if only to promote and to ensure that the governments do what is right. Here in the north, the Strangford ferry service is heavily subsidised, as is the Rathlin one. But there's some ancient or peculiar piece of legislation which says they can't support roads, if you like, or indeed water, going to another jurisdiction. Well, my God, you know, we had the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. It's time to address those anomalies which are preventing progress.